ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దైవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో చయముదిరయేత్ నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతీర్ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికి. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం టెక్స్ట్ 49 ఆఫ్ చాప్టర్ 13 క్యాంటో 1 శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కి. సోయం మధ్య మహారాజా భగవాన్ భూతభావన కాలరూపో అవతీర్ణోశ్యాం అభావాయ సురద్విషాం. ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్. సోయం మధ్య మహారాజా భగవాన్ భూతభావన కాలరూపో అవతీర్ణో అస్యాం అభావాయ సురద్విషాం. సో అయమద్య మహారాజ భగవాన్ భూతభావన కాలరూపో అవతీర్ణో అస్యాం అభావాయ సురద్విషాం. సో అయం మధ్య మహారాజ భగవాన్ భూతభావన కాలరూపో అవతీర్ణో అస్య అభావాయ సురద్విషాం. Ladies, Matajis. Saha, that Supreme Lord, I am the Lord Sri Krishna, Adhya, at present, Maharaja, O King, Bhagavan, the Personality of Godhead, Bhuta Bhavanaha, the Creator of the Father, the Creator or the Father of everything created. Kalarupaha, in the disguise of all devouring time. Avatirnaha, descended. Asyam, upon the world. Abhavaya, for eliminating. Suradvisham, those who are against the will of the Lord. Translation. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, in the guise of all devouring time, Kala Rupa, has now descended on earth to eliminate the envious from the world. Purport, there are two classes of human beings, namely the envious. Namely the envious and the obedient. Since the Supreme Lord is one and the Father of all living beings, the envious living beings are also His sons, but they are known as the Asuras. But the living beings who are obedient to the Supreme Father are called Devatas or demigods, because they are not contaminated by the material conception of life. Not only are the Asuras envious of the Lord in even denying the existence of the Lord, but they are also envious of other living beings. The predominance of Asuras in the world is occasionally rectified by the Lord when He eliminates them from the world and establishes a rule of Devatas like the Pandavas. His designation as Kala in disguise is significant. He is not at all dangerous, but He is the transcendental form of eternity, knowledge and bliss. For the devotees, His factual form is disclosed, and for the non-devotees, He appears like Kala Rupa, which is causal form. This causal form of the Lord is not at all pleasing to the Asuras, and therefore they think of the Lord as formless in order to feel secure that they will not be vanquished by the Lord. Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmayi Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadachara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Jaya Pataka Swaminiti Namine. Namo Acharya Padaya Nitai Kripa Padaya Ne Gaura Kata Damodaya Nagara Gram Dharani. Hare Krishna, we are hearing the powerful discourse of Narada Muni, am I right? Yes or no? Yes. Narada Muni to whom? To Yudhishthira Maharaj. So Yudhishthira Maharaj, he is being taught by Narada Muni because he is lamenting that he is not able to protect somebody else. So Narada Muni, using the powerful knowledge of reality, is explaining to him how you have no chance of protecting because you are yourself under attack. You are yourself under attack. What protection will you give to whom? First you protect yourself. And he explains why it is like that. So this is very powerful. Even to the King Yudhishthira Maharaj, he is being told, what will you protect? The snake of time is standing behind you with open mouth, ready to puck, eat you up. And you are bothered of protecting somebody. Look behind you. You are under great danger. So what is the use of your protection? Actually, you cannot protect anybody because it is the will of the Lord what is happening. And you want to protect anybody from the will of the Lord? It's impossible. Right? If you have knowledge, if you have proper understanding, and if you are able to see, Pashyanapi Pashyati Namudo, if you can see exactly, although we are using our eyes and seeing, we have no vision about what is happening, how the world is working, how the material modes are operating, how everybody is in great illusion. Right? And how Krishna is the Supreme Master. One who surrenders to Him can cross this illusion and see things in reality. So, Narada Muni is explaining this to him and saying, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, in the guise of all devouring time, Kalarupa, has now descended on earth to eliminate the envious from the world. So what are you going to do? Right? So there is a plan Krishna has got. And you must understand that plan. So, it's mentioned here, Prabhupada is explaining, there are two types of people, dvau bhuta sarga loke asmin deva asura evacha. Two types of people in this world, devatas and asuras. And here Prabhupada makes a very wonderful statement, that both are children of the Lord. One is obedient, one is not. And the disobedient carries it even further to the level of even being not only disobedient, but saying that, who are you? I don't have any authority above me. There is no father above me. Right? And since I know that you are real, I will formulate a philosophy that says you are not real. And I will live in that illusion. So asuras will take step after step to deny God, deny the existence of the Lord, and think that they are free to do what they want. So the Lord provides them, okay, go ahead, think like that. I will help you to think like that. I will give you the necessary energy to think like that. Matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. Apohanam, you want to forget me, and you want to enjoy, and you want to propagate your own philosophy, and think all that you can do in illusion. But it is not true. But it is not true. So, completely disobedient, completely against the Lord, and even speak against the Lord. This is the meaning of enviousness. Envy means you want to deny the existence of another person who is having a position which you very much want. You want that position very much, and you can't bear to see that person in that position. Therefore, you will do everything right from disobedience to showing and sending a message to that person, I don't listen to you. And I want to send this message to you. You don't have any hold on me. Get lost. Number one, disobedience. Number two, if that is not enough, what I can do next is speak about you to everybody else. He is horrible fellow. Don't trust him. He is that. He is this. Number three, he doesn't exist. He's not there because I don't want to see him. Every time I see him, I get disgusted. I get completely consumed by my own envy. So therefore, it is better for me not to see him and let him not exist in my domain. Therefore, he is not there. God is not there. And anybody else who speaks about that person, I attack you also. Not only is asuras, not only are the asuras envious of the Lord in even denying the existence of the Lord, but they are also envious of all other living beings, especially those who believe in that person. I'll attack you, I'll torment you, I will, you know, finish you. Why? You are connected with that person. So any connection you have, even with another person who has connection with the Lord, I'll attack you. I don't like you. You don't belong to our group, I will attack you. So this is enviousness. And to understand this envy, you have to have the blessing of the Lord. Otherwise, you will not even know that you are envious. I am a perfectly alright person. I put vibhuti on my head. I go to the Muruga temple every day. I am very religious. I am very pious. What are these Hare Krishna people telling that everybody is envious of Krishna? First of all, I don't even go to temple of Krishna. What's the meaning of enviousness? I don't even know him. In this way, they will rationalize their own behavior. So, everybody in this world is afflicted with some degree of envy. And the first sign of it is disobedience to authority. Immediately it should be corrected. And it should be made, that person should know this is what you are doing. See? That is why when Yayati, King Yayati, he was cursed by Shukracharya because he had an extramarital affair with a servant maid called Sarmishta. Although he was married to the daughter of Shukracharya, Devayani. Devayani went and complained, she could not take it. Why? Because she can't stand Sarmishta. And Sarmishta cannot stand her, and she threw her in the well long back. Right? And Yayati came like a great hero, pulled her out of the well, got married. And somehow the other, Sarmishta was punished to be the servant maid of Devayani. Now Devayani said, I will irritate you further, I will make you more miserable. I have an affair with your husband. And I get children out of him. Which when Devayani hears, she becomes completely envious and devastated. I can't handle this anymore. My womanly nature cannot fight this anymore. I go to my father for shelter because he has got powers and influence the father. My husband has done this. Do something to him. Hit him, beat him, kill him, do something. So, enviousness is also to be passed on to others. And seeing that my daughter is so disturbed, why you did this? Shukracharya cursed this king, very youthful, wonderful king who fell in love with Devayani, married her, everything. I curse you to become an old man and lose your youth. And he became an old man, completely decrepit, invalid. And he begged Shukracharya, please, please, do not do this to me. I still want to enjoy life. If I don't have my instrument of the body, how can I enjoy? And besides, I am your daughter's husband. How she will be able to enjoy? You have to do something. Then he came to his senses and said, okay, but you go and ask your sons for the youth. So amongst the sons, there's a variation of obedience. That is very amazing. The eldest son said, excuse me, father, you created me. I am supposed to enjoy. I also have desires. I have also a plan. How can I give my youth to you? I'm very sorry. I mean, you know, after all, I have come here. I may be your son, but I have also my quota of enjoyment. I got my body. You messed around. You did something wrong that you suffer. I mean, I cannot suffer for you. In your sense gratification, you did some mistake and all that. That is your suffering. What have I got to do? You know, father and son and all, okay to some extent, but beyond this level, it's difficult to do some sacrifice like that. And he said, okay, yeah, I'll get you later. Next son also said something similar, but a little afraid of father. He said, please, father, leave me alone. Then the youngest son, Puru, he was completely different. He said, father, you only gave me this body. You are the parent, you are the father, you are responsible for giving me this body. You have every right over it. I hand over my body to you. And I accept old age. What your desire is should prevail. See? So, in this way, he surrendered his body and then Yayati enjoyed life and then he realized this thing. Then he gave back the body to Puru and then he did something like that. So, the person, similarly, we make judgments according to our material sense gratification and our desire for it. Very strong desire to enjoy separated from Krishna is very, very strong. And we don't want to acknowledge it. We know and we just hang around in the world being very pious, very nice and everything, but deep inside is a burning desire to enjoy. You see. So that is why even if we seemingly surrender to Guru, seemingly surrender to Krishna, it takes quite some time to subdue that. It's not so easy. So invariably there will be lots of challenges. And a person should be determined to become educated, apply it, practice it, purify himself and become perfect. That is a real school. That is a real college. That's a real university. Changing from inside out. See. That is why it is mentioned, Uttamas chintitim kuryat. Proktakari tu madhyamah. Adhamo ashraddhaya kuryat. Akarto ucharitam pituhu. The topmost person, like King Yayati's youngest son, Puru. Uttamas chintitim kuryat. Even before the guru, the father or the authority asks him, he will do it. By just watching, hey, this is needed. He'll do it as a service. This is topmost service. Not that you have to be told, then only you will do. This is uttama. Uttamas chintitim kuryat. He will think about it and do. This is necessary. We must do it. Whether he asks for not, it is needed. And he will do it. Proktakari tu madhyamaha. Prokta. After being told, he will do. He is next level. Madhyama. Middle. Adhamo ashraddhaya kuryat. Ashraddha. After being told, chah. Andravi, useless. Then you go and do that service. I don't like to do. But you're asking me to do. Adhama, low class. What to speak of the person who does not do what is being told? He is equal to stool. He is equal to stool. Don't talk about him. Akarta, who does not do. Ucharitam pitu, don't talk about him. He is stool. This is civilized human form. That even among civilized beings there is gradation. One will do Jai Jagannath Baladev Shivatramaiki. One will be obedient to the level of dutifully obedient. Even in obedience there is variation. One is dutifully obedient, that is Madhyama. Proktakari to Madhyama. Oh, solitangla pannidan dirum. Panila. Because it's not good. Morally, ethically, and this generally should not do that. Sollama irunda nalla irukum. Just avoid seeing him. Because if you see him, he may tell. So, just avoid. This is the in between Madhyama and the lower level. There's another level of person. Guru Maharaj is come. I'll pay obeisance from the distance. The distance I will respect the Guru. Why? Because he will give me some service which I cannot do and I am not able to do, means very difficult. You see? So from a distance, I am chanting my japa. See the Guru means, he may tell, how are you? Very good. When are you chanting? Are you coming for Mangalarti? Are you coming for this arati? Are you coming doing this? No, I am not doing all that. And generally relaxing in the comfort zone a little bit, but I, you know, why don't you distribute some book? Why don't you preach? Why don't you have him do bhakti vrishan? Idana, I said I'll not come and take darshan. This is second level. That I shall avoid so that there shall not be any burden on me. This is between second level and third level. There are many gradations, but this broadly classified. Then there is a person who is doing with grudge. Now you are authority, you are telling me this, you are guru. One day I will become guru and I will do the same thing. Adhuvara, konja palla kadichi panna. You see, ashraddhaya kuryat. Oru shraddhayillama seiren. Enakku yanaikku oru kaalam vandha, poonikku oru kaalam varum. Solli, I will do. Abadina, you know, it's okay, I'll just do it, it's okay. Just a minute, I'll become senior very soon, just a few years. I've just joined the temple, I've just got initiated, I'm in the congregation, or I am, just you wait, everything will become settled for me. Adhamo ashraddhaya kuryat. Then, uttamas chintitam kuryat. He has to be not even told. He understands immediately, this is what he wants. I must execute it. You see, Prabhupada, Uttama Bhakta, he heard once. He says in the video, I picked it up from him that he is fond of books, because he casually commented to me, there is fire in the mutt, Agun Jolibe. People are inside, all the sannyasi, brahmacharis are all fighting with each other, which room I will occupy, which facility I will get, how, which side I will go to everywhere. I wish I can pluck out all the marble from the temple, sell it and print books and publish it. And spread that. People will read and become Krishna conscious. Hearing this gradual disgusted comment of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada said, I picked up that he likes to print books. That's all. That's one casual comment of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He took it very seriously. Prabhupada took it very seriously. You cannot take it anything less than that. You have to take it very seriously. He gave his whole life, translated books, published them, magazines, in all languages all over the world. He made his disciples do it. One instruction, purely carrying it out. Uttamas chintitam kurya. This will please my guru. This will please him. Thinking like that and doing. For the sake of pleasing Krishna, for the sake of pleasing his representative. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado. This is uttama. So the asuras are completely, then the devatas also are little, I know, but kuncha, give me a little time, I just want to enjoy a little bit, I'll come back. But they are devotees, afflicted by material enjoyment. The pure devotee of the Lord is very rare. Pure devotional service is rare, pure devotee is very rare. That is why to come across Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada is a very rare occurrence. You may come across Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Vayu, Agni, Ganapati, everybody. It is easier to come across them. But to come across a pure devotee of the Lord is very rare. That is why you can associate with Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada through his books. I will live in my books eternally. I will never die. Person. If you read, you will associate with him. If you hear his lectures, you associate with him. And that association is very rare, very valuable. So a devotee, he remembers Krishna through his devotee, Krishna's devotee. By associating with Krishna's devotee, you remember Krishna. By following his instructions, you will serve Krishna. And you will please Krishna. This is parampara. That is why we must take instructions carefully. Yudhishthira Maharaj will take the instruction of Narada Muni very seriously. He will leave and go. Yes, correct. My guru has told me this. Narada Muni, he has told me this. Is, you know, I must just leave. I must not worry. I must think about how to go back to Godhead. Everything is under the control of Krishna. I should go ahead. So in this way, our first, although Yudhishthira Maharaj is a great king and he looks after everybody very well, still he had this difficulty. And to that great king, Narada Muni is addressing him and telling him, what you look after? Krishna has got a plan. He has come as time. Kalo asmi. I am time. Mrityu sarvas haras chaham. I have come as death to take away everybody. That is Krishna's plan. So he wiped out all the asuras. Because the level of asuras in the world is too high. There is an imbalance. To such an extent that dharma will not prevail. Too many envious people. To relieve the burden of the earth, it is mentioned he came. He just took away all the asuras. Took away. And lightened the burden of the earth. And in this way, Narada Muni is telling him, therefore Krishna has his own plan. He may be your cousin, he may be your favorite person, he may be everything, but he is smiling, doing what's necessary, and he has come here to do something, he is doing it. You do not know this person who is your uncle, your cousin, your guru, your advisor, everything he is, while doing all those roles, he has come here to do something that he will achieve. He will send back everybody who is envious. He will kill them. Kala, time. Right? So we are helpless. If we are just devotees of the Lord, we get protected by the same Lord. But if you be in the Asuric clan, then over a period of time, what is supposed to happen to you will happen to you. We have no power. We are just puny living beings, consumed by the power of Krishna's material energy. But if we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, shake shelter of his wonderful instructions, and have faith, then, you will definitely make progress very fast. You may not even understand certain things, but it doesn't matter. You have faith in the holy name and in the wonderful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Yeah. You will be benefited. Alaukika leelaya yarahoya vishwasa. Everybody should have faith in the alaukika leela, means uncommon pastimes of the Supreme Lord. You should have faith in that. You should not think that how is it possible to lift the hill by this thing or ihaloka paraloka tarhoya nasha. Neither in this world nor in the next world that fellow will ever have success. He'll be finished. If you don't have faith in the Lord and his amazing leelas. Aloka ki leelaya. So a devotee has faith in the holy name of the Lord. When you tell, some people think, what is this repeatedly chanting the same thing again and again, you're telling I should have faith. It's very difficult for a materialist to understand that. It takes a very long time. But that is the process. You chant Krishna's name repeatedly, you develop a taste for that name. And you will start believing in Krishna, in his pastimes. Everything my Lord can do. He can lift the hill on his little finger. He can even blow it and it will go on top back to the spiritual world. He can do everything. Amazing he can do. Why only lift to the little finger? He can keep it floating as an umbrella on top of his head wherever he moves. And it will never touch his head. He can do all sorts of things. He can do so many amazing things. You see, this is how in that example of the story of the cobbler and the brahmana, Narada Muni told the brahmana that the cobbler is going back to Godhead. You are staying here for a long time, by the way. It's news I want to tell you. Why? He has faith. In the words of the Lord. So you may be a brahmana, but you have less faith. She will not go so easily. It's a lot more time for you. It's a very stunning revelation, shocking revelation to the brahmana. So faith. Faith springs eternal in the human breast. Popular saying. So somehow we have faith in the holy name of the Lord, faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, and his pastimes, we are saved. That is what Srila Prabhupada has brought to us. It's easy to develop faith by doing kirtan, bhajan. It is easy to chant the holy name of the Lord and develop faith. It's easy to remain in the association of devotees and develop faith. It is easy to eat prasadam and develop faith. Very. Vishwaso naiva jayate. So, in this way, Lord Chaitanya has brought up this very simple process. We have faith, and just like Yudhishthira Maharaj leaves and goes, we will also leave and go from the material world. We will also start doing the needful to look after ourselves, like Yudhishthira Maharaj did. That is a plan everybody should make. That is a plan Narada Muni is telling you, make that plan, forget all these things. Now is not the time to worry about how to save my mother, father, sister, wife, that, this. Now is the time to save yourself. Time is over. Already red light is glowing. Right? Now you don't think this, don't look back and all, just keep going. Save yourself. Go. At a point in life, we should simply finish your duty, whatever I can, to the extent that I can. You should just step out and do what is good for you. Nathe vidu swartha gatim hi vishnum. Vishnu gati I need to do in this life. That should be done. This way Yudhishthira Maharaj takes the powerful instructions of Narada Muni. Dhritarashtra also takes instructions of Vidura. Everybody renounces and goes. At the end of the Mahabharata war, a lot of renunciation occurs by all these great persons. Normally in the great movies that we see, the hero and heroine will disappear into the sunset to live forever holding their hands. What a nice ending. But in this story here, there is a anti-climax. What is that? After, instead of enjoying the whole kingdom and having wonderful life with Draupadi and all of them together, and this thing, boy, enna pannar as Yudhishthira Maharaj. He just renounced and left, and he put his great grandson on the throne at a time when he could have taken it up. He didn't. Chah, what a waste. Some people will think, what a waste, what a position you had. Emperor of the whole world, you should carry on till they assassinate you. Then you can say it's a natural happening. Don't prepare for natural death and all that. Carry on, stick your butt to the seat as far as you can. Adhesive, put there. Don't leave the seat. This is the material world's policy. That's why the seat and the person together goes in the tsunami. Everything washed off at the end of life. But Yudhishthira Maharaj, at the peak of his career, when a very good situation, that's the time to renounce. That's the time to renounce. Good time to leave and completely indulge in Krishna consciousness. Everybody should plan this. Even the beggar should plan. Even the richest man should plan. This is a great thing about Vedic culture. Everybody is making his plan. I'll now dedicate my time to Krishna only. Including the wife of Yudhishthira. She also has got her plan. Everybody wants to go to Krishna. Nobody wants to hang around. This is the great thing about Vedic culture. I did my duty, whatever I'm supposed to do. Now, see, you become callous and you are not blamed for anything. Because that's the business of life. If you do that, you are not blamed for anything in society. Actually, the foolish society here will blame you for everything, even if you do. That's another thing. So we should learn from these powerful instructions given by Narada Muni to Yudhishthira and actually not simply go back after Bhagavatam class. We should make a plan. By what time I will retire completely into Krishna consciousness? By what time I shall... I just met one of my Gita students from very long time in Cochin. She was just married then and very nicely oriented in material life, everything. Then over a period of time, here and there, keeping in touch, you know, two kids, then job, this, that, everything. I recently met them and said, now I am actually giving up everything, Maharaj. I want to completely read the Bhagavad Gita. Even a lady, read the Bhagavad Gita, and my daughters and all, they will be looked after. That's not a problem. But I am coming out of the company. I am learning Sanskrit now. I am not doing business anymore. Another 2-3 months, I'll completely, totally leave everything. I was amazed. Even a person in the world outside is making plans. because I don't want to die like this, she said. I want to die like properly. I make a plan. I'm used to making plans for everything. I ran my company full of plans. I think I should have a plan for my life also. I said, very good. I wish everybody thought like you. So everybody should make a plan about life. Till what time I will do this. Of course, for devotees who have fully given up their life into the movement, they don't have to make any further plan. They have already planned and they have, given their life to Krishna. So everybody should make a plan how to go back to Godhead, and that's the business of life. And Yudhishthira Maharaj is doing that, and he's doing that, and Sukadeva Goswami is speaking about it so that we will learn. Om Tat Sat. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Any question, any comment? Yeah. It's just English. Envy means a little more than jealousy. Jealousy is a little mild, is what my understanding is. Jealousy is a little petty, but envy can make you go and destroy that person. Then only you'll be happy. Because you can't stand the sight of that person. Jealousy is okay, a little. You can tolerate him on the other side of the fence. Yes. Any other question or comment? Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.